I hope you got a big juicy steak in front of you.
Now, hang on. When you showed this to me, when I watched it the first time, I was literally sweating with embarrassment for this woman. I could not fucking believe this woman was saying the shit she is. You just got to listen for yourself.
You just got to listen.
Oh, God.
This is one of those things where you could write satire like this. It wouldn't be as embarrassing or as cringeworthy as the real thing.
You're going to see a gender degree in action here.
I believe we should move beyond all meat. The assumption that the best protein comes from corpses is a racist belief.
All right. Now, first of all, where are your sources? Is this your opinion? Okay. And animal protein, I'm sorry to say, it's necessary for most people.
A little bit. Because animals can eat plants and other vegetation, and they actually have the stomach chambers to digest and process those things. We don't have those.
All right, well, first of all, you and I are humans.
Yes.
We have shit to do with our time. And we have things like these opposable thumbs that allow us to manipulate the environment. I don't have all day to eat grass. I got to cut out the middleman.
And we can't eat grass. And we couldn't process it even if we could spend all day.
Even if I could, I'd have a bat. I'd be like,
I got
a meeting at 10.
Ooh.
Cook them up. Let's go.
Oh, Pop, you killed Tess Holliday. That's okay. I'm sure she's delicious once you wash off all the fishy smell.
Mm. How do you know the animal would have picked you to feed off their corpse?
Yes, because coyotes that keel over and die in the desert are totally interested in the skin color of the vultures that are feasting on their innards.
Correct.
And
Mother Nature's not fair. Most of the time, animals who are getting feasted upon had no choice in the matter. They try to run away and do other annoying things.
We all saw the stampede sequence in The Lion King, did we not? Yeah. And that was animated, but it was a very close representation of reality.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the whole, talking lions throwing each other into the abyss kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn you, Jeremy Irons.
First century animal eating requires our complicity in a new colonialism.
All right.
Oh, wow.
All right. How do you colonize? What? What?
Aren't the animals on land that has been purposed for them by humans who purchased said land?
Well, if it's agricultural land.
Most of the time it would be.
Yeah. But, I mean, I could understand a similar argument if we're like hunting animals to extinction. Okay, I got it. I guess. In some roundabout way. Oh, yeah.
New one. Yes. Yeah.
But it still doesn't apply here.
No. And even if it did, we're just going to turn our backs on the colonialism of China, right? We're not even going to pay attention to what they're doing in Africa. Forget about all that. Forget about the 1.8 million Chinese spies infiltrating every level of politics, academia, et cetera, in the United States.
And that's just
forget
in this country.
That. Forget all that.
Yeah, forget it.
Yeah, because, meats and my white supreme pizza.
These events especially affect girls and young women.
What are you talking about?
Oh, because women never eat meat, right?
Are they talking about the hormones and crap that's in the meat that's making these chicks grow tits at 8? That's the only thing that could be. That's the only way that this could be affecting them.
But it's also that also affects boys.
Yeah, the testosterone levels have been plummeting over since 1965-ish.
But as we all know, it's never really a problem unless it affects minorities and women. Then magically it becomes one.
Yes.
Prior to that point, no one gives a shit.
This woman is so stupid.
Your hamburger comes with a dose of misogyny.
Wow. Are you sweating yet, gentlemen? Are you sweating? Because this is the result of a gender studies degree. These people get out of college. They aren't taught how to think. They're told what to think. And you see this old nasty bat with a messed up grill from England?
I don't think she's from England. She has no accent.
Oh, you're right. Maybe she's not. But she's just spewing the same horse shit.
And this soy boy in the bottom left, he's like smirking and agreeing with her the entire time. Watch his face.
I would love to see that guy get kicked.
It's very punchable.
Yeah.
Popular culture is flooded with references to sexy cows, sexy pigs, sexy chickens, sexy fishes.
And popular liberalism is populated with a whole bunch of references and people who really love to get down and fly to a very special island for sexy children.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I would prefer sexy chickens.
I have no idea what this whole sexy animal thing is. I mean.
Yeah, I mean.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I know about the two kinkiest animals on the farm. Brown chicken, brown cow. That's all I know. The rest of this shit, I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
I know. This is so f***ed up.
It's been a long time since I've seen somebody talk this long out of their ass without stinking up the room.
Ugh.
Who all just want to have fun. Meat eating is also one of the ways gender-based structures of oppression are perpetuated.
All right. Oh, my God. This is literally regurgitation of useless bullshit that doesn't apply to the real world. This is
I got nothing.
This is how you starve people to death right here.
Yeah. This is weapons grade bullshit is what this is. It physically hurts me.
Masculinity, a construct of the gender binary.
Okay.
Here we go.
So your hamburger comes with a dose of misogyny. Meat eating apparently perpetuates, you know, disproportions in the gender community.
How?
But now we're talking about the gender binary, which means that she's on board with the whole you can, you know, change your gender at will bullshit.
You can change your gender like you can change your feelings.
You can't have both.
That's a good point.
You either have X and Y chromosomes, and some people have two, and some people have one of each, or you have this whole mess of mental illness shit. You cannot have both at the same time.
No, you can't. You're wholly correct in that point.
Facing constant destabilization, feels always under threat, and eating animals is its protection racket.
What?
Okay, yeah. I eat a cheeseburger. Magically, I feel like my white male privilege is protected.
Yeah. You know what? This is what's going to happen. I'm going to Five Guys Burgers and Fries, and I'm going to have two doubles, and then I'm going to come out and put my boot on your neck.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, bite the curb, baby.
Get the f*** out of here.
Oh, wow. You have to be stupid to even to listen to this and find any truth.
All right.
Because it's your lived truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
White supremacists weaponized it, eating meat, eggs, and dairy. And the baiting.
They weaponized it. Yes. I've killed
people
so.
People want to eat.
I've killed so many people having bacon and eggs.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, I'm feeling stupider for listening to her speak.
The only time that you can weaponize meat and dairy is if you follow it up with a sour ale, like you have a slice of pepperoni pizza and some sour ale. Then.
Well,
what comes out of your ass will declare your pants a level 5 biohazard.
Well, that's
anything
one
else.
Way. That's one. You can freeze it and put it into an air cannon. That'll do it, too.
That would be interesting. What is that? Is it dry ice? Oh, yeah. We're going to have a party tonight, baby.
Here we go.
...of liberal men as so-called soy boys are all part of the neo-Nazi messaging.
I love how everyone laughs at her, but she's clearly not meaning for that to be funny.
I have no idea why they aren't laughing the entire time.
She's out of her mind.
I would literally be laughing the entire time.
She is out of her damn mind.
Wow. Soy, all stereotypes have a grain of truth at their beginnings. Soy protein and soy products mimic the effects of estrogen.
Yes. It's virtually the same as drinking way too much fucking beer.
Yeah, beer does it too. You're correct.
Beer does it too. You get the bitch tits, you get the big belly. But I mean, in that respect, I could see why some people might get a little confused about the whole men can get pregnant thing. Just saying. You get that beer gut, comes down to a certain point.
I have seen beer guts and literally look at them like, you know, if you're a chick, I would ask you when you were due.
Yeah. Yeah, you are officially, where's your tit fat?
Yeah.
You're a dude. Mm-hmm. That's horrifying.
To say you care about animals is considered a sign of weakness in a world still committed to the gender binary.
Okay.
Oh, so we're committed to the gender binary, so now that's a bad thing. We're going back to the same
listen,
shit.
I love animals. I'm a firm believer in not hunting animals to extinction.
Absolutely.
Not keeping them in unsanitary, unhumane places.
Yeah.
I am not a fan of how they butcher some of these animals. I think it's reprehensible.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on board with that part.
Yeah, you give me a piece of paper that tells me you have a solution for that problem, I will sign it. This bitch ain't it.
No.
Meat eaters like anti-abortionists have forgotten
Oh my God. All right, so you're saying somebody who likes to eat meat and kill animals for food,
even though that actually serves a purpose.
And yeah, and they should not be against abortion. Like, the two are those two arguments in the same fucking sentence? Oh, that's right. She's regurgitating talking points.
This is somebody who loves her cats more than she loves people because her cats don't have a choice. Anyone who has ever had a choice finds her reprehensible and can't be in the room longer than 5 minutes with her.
I wonder if she feeds her cats vegetable-based food. I'm sure that's so healthy for them.
I know where she's going. Oh, wait, you know what? She's already there. In fact, I think she's mayor of it.
Stop.
Oh, okay. Last 20 seconds. We can make it.
I'm sorry we had to... Listen, I want to apologize to everyone out there because we keep doing the freezing. I know it's infuriating. If you want to watch the whole thing uninterrupted, we'll have the links on redonkulous.com.
Always.
But I can only stomach this in tidbits because it's so f***ing stupid.
This is why you have to drink. You have to.
The quality of non-existence is not having awareness about existence.
Yeah, of course, you know, because that's why dogs fart and then run away from their own assholes, because they don't realize it's them that did it.
Well,
they're totally aware of existence and their own impending death.
Well, I mean, I've had many dogs. I've seen all kinds of crazy stuff, and animals feel pain.
Oh, I know they do.
They know they exist. Otherwise, they wouldn't run from predators and stuff. I got it.
No, I'm totally on board with that. The difference between you and I being is that we can accept that argument. This person cannot because they think that the animals are better than the human babies that they have put to the sword.
Yes.
When all else fails, meat eaters assert that animals are not our equals. I heard all you.
All right.
They're not.
Is it or is it not mentioned in the Bible that man is the steward of animals on the planet and we're to use them to our benefit?
Well, let's not even go with the biblical argument. Where's the last animal that ever invented something? When's the last animal that ever made a movie that you watched, aside from J.J. Abrams? I'm just saying, like, there are... animals are not our equals because they do not have... consciousness the way that we do. They are not aware of their own mortality.
Well, I'm not an animal. I don't know. I'm just saying that this argument it's an empty bucket.
It's
a hole
bucket.
In the bottom. Yeah. Yeah,
it's a stupid bucket.
Your laughter. I know some of these must be new ideas, or you think
that... No, they're completely old, recycled bullshit ideas, and that's why everybody was laughing at them.
They're just talking points, and you're an idiot, and you've believed that, like... She believes this. You can see it in her face. This woman is like 60.
Oh, she's got to be pushing 70. Look at her.
She has lived in a world that has coddled her and allowed her to fucking exist with this crazy fucking mindset.
Yep.
Now, 50 years ago, Darwin would have put a penis up her ass by now. And she'd be dead.
Or at the very least, you would have thrown one at her.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Watch Gruntspeak live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.